In Connecticut's statewide Republican primary last week, just 20% of eligible voters showed up at the polls. WSHU's Craig DeMolt reports the low turnout raises some questions about what can be done differently.
The lowest turnout was in Beacon Falls, with just 4% of registered Republicans voting. Things were a little better in Stamford, but the city's Republican Registrar of Voters, Lucy Corelli, says one polling place got just 3 voters.
August is a very bad time to hold a primary because people are away and they're just busy with their lives. They're not concerned about the primary.
Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says the August primary date was a compromise by lawmakers.
It was felt that September just didn't give people enough time to recoup and then run for office for the general election. And then there were people that wanted it in May or June.
And she says some thought that wouldn't give lawmakers enough time to get ready for a primary. Political scientist Ron Shurin of UConn says things aren't likely to change soon.
The rule of thumb is generally that elected officials don't want to change things because they got in by the existing rules.
But he says other states have made changes, like Oregon, where most people vote by mail. Merrill says another change that could boost turnout is for parties to open up their primaries so unaffiliated voters could participate. In Connecticut, there are more unaffiliated voters than there are in either party. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.